Good morning. It's 8:11. I almost said 11:18. No, it's 8:11 on Wednesday, June the 17th, 2020. It's quite a nice morning. Ambient's about 64 for once. My house and the official temperature agree. It's beautiful. It's lovely in the shade. It's already getting a little bit broilery when the sun is shining on me directly, like it has been for the last half mile. So. So anyway, hi, good morning, I'm out, I'm moving to walking. With any luck, the picture will show up on Instagram and Twitter correctly today, we'll see. I noticed today for the first time that Instagram has a setting that will post the picture to Twitter. I need to get the login and password so that I can log the phone in and authorize Instagram to do that. That would take an extra step out of my morning. Well, no, it wouldn't. I still need to post them to Flickr so that I can get them off Flickr and post to the blog, so I don't know, we'll see. So yesterday was another day of sifting through the existing file and sorting the chapters, tagging them all so that I know what each one of them is. I found another couple of chapters where the featured character was Jimmy Pirano, and Jimmy, except for a very short cameo early in the book, Jimmy is not actually in this book. I also noticed, finally, that Jimmy's assistant, Tony hired for him at the end of Cape Grace, she's completely missing. That's because I did that after I had split these two streams. So I'm going to go through and figure out how to put her back in. So it's going to be a while yet. I'm pleased with the way things are shaking out. I'm not necessarily pleased with the amount of work left to do, but it is what it is. I have a suspicion that the wiser move would be to table this for the moment and pull up Dark Knight. Because Dark Knight is actually in much better shape already, just after the end of first draft. Going through and putting that into shape for Betas to read, and then passing that off to Karen. Might be the right choice. That would mean I have to pick up Cape Grace, Troy Harbor again later. I'm weighing that idea in my head, and there's a certain appeal to it because it means that there's a book that I could get moving along faster. The other side of it is that, you know, it's like, okay, so I take the time now and I put Cape Grace in order, or I put Troy Harbor in order. I'm probably going to retitle it Finwell Bay just because. Most of the action actually happens in Finwell Bay, even though the answers that drive this whole thing all come from Troy Harbor, which is why I was originally going with Troy Harbor to begin with, but that might be Finwell Bay is the correct title. Be that as it may, for the moment we'll use the working title of Troy Harbor, and we'll see what happens when I have it done. Oh, it says Wednesday. Wednesday is Sifu Day. I've got a budget and accounting meeting this afternoon. I want to talk about that, but I can't. Great blue heron winging overhead. They're such a startlingly large bird. Makes you wonder what they do to you if they turned on you at any point in time. Just sort of walking along here, trying to, I started doing my walking meditation yesterday morning, so instead of listening to the doors on my way around, I started out with a 10-minute walking meditation, walking in the city, and trying to get my head calmed down, I'm trying to get my brain to center in a little bit. There's things I want to do. There's things I want. And they're at odds a lot of the time with what my impulse control has me doing. Or I should say, lack of impulse control. Oh, I just realized. I'm gonna make a noise here. I just realized that the microphone was pinned to the lapel of my shirt and not the bill of my cap. So that will have an effect on the audio quality. Sorry about that. I clipped it onto my shirt before I put my hat on to keep it from falling off my head. The headpiece, the wiring harness. Get ready, stay with me. One post. The microphone. I clipped it to my shirt so that it wouldn't fall off. Having it dangle from my ears doesn't always work. So having this little bulldog clip on the wire helps keep it from falling off. And I use that bulldog clip to clip it to the bill of my cap so that while I'm walking and turning my head left and right and up and down, the microphone stays in the same position relative to my mouth all the time. Oh, here comes somebody I haven't seen in a while. I think that's who that is. Morning. Guy lives up the street who used to have that little dog that he walked all the time. The one who got killed by a neighbor for some reason. Or got into some antifreeze or something. I still see him walking once in a while, but our schedules haven't matched until today. So anyway. Hear the birds. I think that's a robin doing cheerio cheerio. I know that's a robin scolding over there. Yeah, sun's hot. I'm doing the thing that I always do, that I've been doing for the last several days. It's like, geez, I wish I'd gotten out earlier. I was up at 6:30 this morning, but by the time I got coffee and toast and stuff in me, it was closer to 7:30 before I was awake enough to even consider it. And then I got slapped with an Amazon quality assurance notice. And while I appreciate the typo reports, the level of detail. Again, this is another one where one of the errors, of the 16 errors reported, one of them wasn't actually an error. It was that the reader didn't know what the term meant. The term is used correctly, it's spelled correctly. But the reader did not understand what the term meant. And so flagged it as an error. Which, you know, I probably should expect. About half the time with those, I have to go back and say, this isn't an error, this is correct as it sits. Correct as written, correct as intended. That is the right word. It is correctly capitalized. Or not. Oh, which happens sometimes. But, yeah, the odd... Good morning. I had one period that should have been a comma. And occasional... this group had actually quite a lot of missing words. There was a missing preposition here and there. And in one instance I used a where it should have been an because of the following word. But for the most part, these were legit errors. But it's like, in most of the cases, it was literally one letter or one character that was either off in the wrong place, missing. And I'm going through there thinking, you know, 16 of these, that's all. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I wonder if that same person gives the same attention to detail to Orbit or Random House books. I wonder if that facility is even available on TradPub books. Speaking of TradPub books, I'm having a hell of a time trying to find self-published novels by people of color. The number of them is relatively small. In fact, I found like five total. I found several who write horror, which is, I can't do horror. Horror's not something I can read. It would be ridiculous for me to read horror. Just because somebody is black, Filipino, whatever. And all of the lists of, oh, you should read these 20 novels. They're all TradPub. No, all TradPub. They're either all, I found one that was two that were actually small presses. But again, TradPub. It's like, find me a self-published author. Find me a self-published author I can read. Find me somebody I can recommend. Right now I've got like, I think I'm up to seven books on my TBR list. I'm still reading the Levi Jacobs Beggar's Rebellion. I'm spending so much time playing the game, working on the book, that I'm not getting the reading time in that I've been accustomed to. Fallout 4 has taken me away from my reading time. I need to trim back on Fallout 4. I actually have trimmed back on Fallout 4. Not a lot, but looking at my 2-week stats, I can see them trending downward. It's like Skyrim. I've done most of the big things. Sometimes more than once. And, you know, in Skyrim, once you've killed Alduin, there's just a lot of picking and choosing and finding little pieces to do in between. And then finding other things to do other than taking quests. Anyway, I am at Tebeke. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.